Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't delay this anymore. Last night, Via Vecchia, awesome spot in Portland. We were like on the loft looking down. Unbelievable scene. I documented on at Curtis WEI on Instagram. People followed like crazy. It's crazy. They're like,
an influencer now.
Look at this boring guy and his son. But they
a mommy blogger.
I am. Anyway, so we're upstairs, and the lovely wedding girl arrives, and Greg was just smitten the second she sat next to him.
Mom, dad, go for a walk.
He sat.
I don't think I was smitten.
Time I've seen you like that was when those coffee cake muffins arrived about a week ago.
It was nice to reconnect.
TMI.
Reunited.
It was nice to see an old friend.
Yeah. When I come back from vacation, you don't rub my leg.
Yeah.
And so they're out to dinner.
Was I rubbing her?
Yes.
I,
it was the a little, entire I hope
it was,
time.
I'm praying it was just
Curtis
the leg.
Curtis and I are trying to enjoy our nice meals, and all of a sudden, across the table, poor Shime was sitting next to it. Right. The leg rubbing, it was just a little
much. You know, they're like, you know, people are handsy. They're like, you know, they talk. They're like, hey.
That's how you connect.
Yeah, they're handsy people.
When you haven't seen somebody in a year.
Yeah.
Shime's girly drink all of a sudden melted when you guys started rubbing each other's legs. Anyway, so actually I won't say she was rubbing your leg. I don't know what she was doing. I will just speak for you. So as the night went on and the beverages were flowing, I decided that it was the right time for five questions with the one wedding guest that I most wanted to hear from.
Nobody wants to hear that. You don't want to hear that. No, see?
The Celtics are in the NBA playoffs.
Talk sports.
Can you believe they
enough
won?
Enough with your wedding.
We get it. Greg got laid. Okay, so
there's kids here, Curtis.
Well, they don't know what that means.
Okay, it's called wrestling.
So James does. He has a very extensive vocabulary. But last night, five questions. I think Ken has like edited this. I don't know why. But
wow. Was it inappropriate?
I didn't think it was. But you know, hey, I do what I'm told. Sometimes. So here is the five questions last night at Via Vecchia. All right, we are here with wedding girl. Five questions at Via Vecchia. Great dinner so far, Greg.
Yeah. You're the correspondent.
Thank you for paying.
News correspondent.
I'm here. I am the Christiane Amanpour of wedding.
Okay.
And we're going to begin right here. First question. What was the Greg Hill introductory line to you, Miss Wedding Girl?
Can I get you a piece of cake?
Okay.
I mean, I like cake.
You do like to have it, too. All right, okay. Shime, you're up.
So I have to know, does Greg creep into your Mount Rushmores of all time, or not quite?
Oh, okay. Well, like, what's the list? Five?
No, four. So Mount Rushmore. So
Mount Rushmore.
Four faces on Mount Rushmore. That'd be a top four.
You want me to turn away so I don't...
Is Greg
well, that's also presumptuous that she's had a lot of partners like that.
You know, that's why we're
very presumptuous.
No, it's just... But it's just no way back she doesn't have to give that up.
I like the question, honestly.
Right?
Where do I rank?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about, like, mountains, then are we talking climax?
Because, you know, you can describe the sexual experience however you prove it, however you feel.
I mean, I think she just did.
Oh.
All right,
next question. All right.
Okay.
Didn't we have one that you were supposed to ask?
Now.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't know what we had.
What was it?
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Was Greg the big spoon or the little spoon?
Ooh.
Great question. Be honest about that.
You keep saying be honest, which I think is a tell.
Little spoon. I don't like to spoon, so I was like, I knew you would be a little spoon.
I was not little spoon.
Oh, we're Britney's Courtney, first fight.
I also remember what Wiggy's question was.
Wiggy's question was, when did you know it went from a dance partner to we're going to hook up?
Definitely when we played chess. And I don't even know how to play chess.
Neither does Greg.
Yeah, Greg went checkmate.
I guess I would just end with, what does the future hold for you two?
That is your question.
I don't know. We shall see.
All right. Well, you are an amazing you are an amazing sport. Thank you for doing this, Greg. Great job. All right, that's it.
All right. So can
good
we
job, Curtis?
See, I mean.
You are a little spoon.
A lot of that is fake. Obviously.
No.
The whole thing is like most
you definitely
things.
Like cake.
Yeah.
So where did she rank you on? Did she ever rank
you? She kind of dodged the question. She asked. She answered the question with another question and then never answered it. Okay. So, you know. It's,
and maybe she doesn't know what Mount Rushmore is.
Well, clearly you didn't. Right.
And what was the chess thing? Because there had to be something.
At Courtney's wedding, this won't surprise anyone. They had a giant chess set up so that everybody could play
like
chess.
Like Harry Potter chess?
Yes.
It was in like a library of sorts. Yes. It the after party.
No. It only cost Courtney's dad, who's here, $25,000.
That was extra.
Man.
All right.
That was a lot to handle there. But
they did cut out the most inappropriate question. Thank God.
Yeah, there was a question.
Well, Wiggy wasn't there, so there would have been.
I would have had a follow-up question like, all right, you're playing chess.
You don't have to say what it is.
No. You're playing, you're playing chess. What actually is said that makes it go from, ooh, fun little play to like, oh, we about to do this.
Okay, all right.
Did you ask her any questions last night when you met her?
No, at that point, I didn't need to ask any questions.
Mm.
Yeah, it was all in the visual.
Okay, all right.
And then I love how you go what'd you say, presumptuous? Right. You guys hooked up on the first night, but she's never been with more than four guys.
Oh, jeez.
That is presumptuous.
That is pretty presumptuous.
What is wrong with
jeez.
Him?
I mean, seriously?
That's my friend.
I've been with two guys. Oh, but I happen to have a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Oh, third guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Greg was
just. They're still standing, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a one-night stand when it happens more than one time.
No, I'm saying initially. You know what I mean.
Yeah, nope. Okay.
All right. Curtis.
I've never done this before. Sure you haven't.
Jeez, Wiggy.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, can't we be honest now? That's the problem with our society. Can we be honest? All right, yeah. Maybe she goes, yeah, I had 10 guys. He's probably, you know, 9 on the list. So he doesn't make the top 4, but you make the top 10.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome, Greg. Thank you.
Or maybe not. Maybe not.
What a lovely night that was.
What about, let me ask this. Can we now be done with discussing that ever again on the radio show?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the few things that makes you uncomfortable, so I would like to bring it up from time to time. But right. I have to say, I was shocked at how normal and attractive she was.
Yeah.
Yep. It was absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And she was, like, funny and self-deprecating.
She was giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
I haven't told you this. I haven't said this on the show.
Uh-oh.
Courtney but is the greatest gift of all time.
I have a terminal illness, and this is her doing me a favor.
Oh, so that makes more sense.
She is a nurse practitioner.
Yes. All right, we got to
go. No more hints.
All right, no more. We're done. All right, thanks for putting up with that. We appreciate it, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.